FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Ponzi. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
This is a story of legacy and growth. This is a story of Jacob Chunga and his food processing company, Jaja Farms Limited, a company that values healthy eating. It's a story of becoming one of the greats in the food processing industry. At Absa, we are proud to provide Jacob with the right tools for his growth through our tailored SME financial support. We see your story and invite you to write it with us. Your story matters, Absa.
Good morning, the community news. The main news headlines. 5 hectares of farmland restored in Kalusale after Sinometal spill. Isaac Mwanza CSOs to decide next course of action after court dismissal of 101 aspirants petition. And in global news, Zelensky proposes face-to-face talks in open letter to Putin. And now the details. Targus Limited, the local consulting firm undertaking the remediation exercise for Sinometals, has disclosed that 5 hectares of farmland have so far been restored in the Kalusale area of Chambishi, one of the areas heavily affected by the acid spill. Company director Montgomery Mulengeshi says each hectare has been planted with 1,000 indigenous trees aimed at restoring vegetation and improving the ecological condition of the affected area as part of the environmental recovery program. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mulengeshi says the cleanup exercise is advancing well, with water quality tests showing pH levels now averaging 7.8, which is close to the recommended safe level. He explained that the project has also included water treatment interventions and efforts to restock fish in affected water bodies to restore aquatic life and livelihoods for surrounding communities. Ms. Mulengeshi said the remediation, restoration and cleanup works, which were launched on March 21st this year, are expected to be completed by the end of this month, with the company remaining committed to ensuring the environment is fully rehabilitated. He added that over 300 locals have been employed in the remediation exercise.
Project is on course and is ongoing and progressing very well. We are targeting the end of June as a close-up and completing all the categories of the project, which is soil remediation, ecological restoration, and also sediment management. Of course, there's an aspect of fish restocking and tree planting, which these two are very seasonal driven. Therefore, it may not be the season for the fish restocking.
Governance activist Isaac Mwanza says he, together with the consortium of civil society organizations for good governance and constitutionalism, is studying the High Court ruling and will soon decide the next course of action. Mr. Mwanza and the consortium had petitioned the Lusaka High Court challenging the nomination of 101 independent aspiring parliamentary candidates, a petition which the court dismissed. But in an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mwanza notes that there is no appeal in the matter, but says courts have always guided that where the window has closed, such matters can still be brought up either post-elections or through other means. He has highlighted that the court has not determined the matter on its merits or looked at the arguments, but has only considered procedural technicalities. Mr. Mwanza therefore says he and the consortium wants the matter to be determined on its arguments and that they are exploring ways to further pursue the matter.
We are still studying the ruling and we'll be able to make our next course of action in the shortest possible time. We know that there is no appeal in these matters of nominations, but the court has always guided in one of the cases that was determined in 2023 involving Peter Chazia Sinkamba, myself, and the issue of Kavushi constituents, that where the window has closed, the matter can still be brought up either post-election or through other means.
Mr. Mwanza and the consortium CSOs for Good Governance and Constitutionalism had commenced a legal proceeding in the High Court seeking the disqualification of 101 parliamentary candidates who successfully filed nominations as independent candidates for the August polls while they were still members of political parties. LCK Freedom Foundation Executive Director Linda Kasonde has urged the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ to protect informants using its newly launched conflict management early warning system ahead of the August 13, 2026 general election. Her call comes after the ECZ launched three online systems, including the conflict management early warning system, online accreditation platform, and voter verification devices aimed at enhancing credibility and efficiency of the electoral process. Speaking to Phoenix News in an interview, Ms. Kasonde said protecting informants will instill confidence in the system and encourage members of the public to report electoral conflicts and irregularities. She further urged the ECZ to adopt a proactive approach in addressing electoral disputes, emphasizing the need for conflicts to be resolved efficiently and effectively. Ms. Kasonde also called on the electoral body to act on electoral disputes reported in the media, noting that such matters are already in the public domain and require timely intervention.
In order for them to really have people coming forward to report these issues, there need to be protections for people who come forward, and also ECZ needs to be seen to be proactive and reacting to whatever the complaints are and processing them efficiently and effectively so that people have confidence that the ECZ is doing, is protecting voters and political parties where these disputes arise.
The National Heritage Conservation Commission has expressed concern over low visitor numbers to heritage sites in Northern Province. Commission Northern Region Director Brutus Simakwale said a total of 4,920 visitors were recorded at heritage sites across the region in the first quarter of 2026, a figure he describes as below expectations. Mr. Simakwale has explained to Phoenix News that the Mwela Rock Art site recorded 534 visitors, while Chishimba Falls attracted 1,672 visitors during the same period. He is appealing to members of the public to visit and appreciate the country's heritage sites, noting that increased visitation will help strengthen conservation efforts and contribute to local economic development. Mr. Simakwale has also called on the business community to invest in heritage sites through the provision of accommodation, refreshments and food services, stressing that improved facilities will enhance visitor experience and help boost tourism in the region.
We received a total of 4,920 visitors to our heritage sites here in the northern region. These numbers are still quite low compared to the way they should be. For the private sector, I think our appeal really is we want the business community to take an interest in investing in these sites. Many of our sites that we have do not have adequate products. These sites are, in our view, very profitable ventures that we can invest in.
In global news, Volodymyr Zelensky has called for a face-to-face meeting between himself and Vladimir Putin in a renewed bid to end the war. In an open letter to the Russian president, the Ukrainian leader said it would be wrong to simply wait until the war in Europe becomes the focus of the U.S.'s attention once more, adding peace could only come through direct engagement between Ukraine and Russia. He also called for a full ceasefire for the duration of proposed negotiations, something Putin ruled out earlier on Thursday. The BBC reports on this and other world stories.
Ukraine's President Zelensky has written to his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin, inviting him for face-to-face talks to end the war. He says Russians have grown tired of